Our front yard is Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan. We are broadcasting from New York City. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are on digital AM, FM, satellite, iTunes, and online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Allison Stewart.
And what a fine front yard it is. It's one of the best parks in New York.
Beautiful.
I'm the one who's not the certified genius, who's not the A student. I'm Torre. Coming up, the founder of the Church of the Jedi. That's going to be exciting. But first, the news with Rachel Martin.
This is NPR.
Thanks, Torre. Good morning, everyone. Developing story coming out of the Middle East today. After turning a blind eye to the mass of Palestinians flooding into Egypt, after militants blew up a wall separating Egypt from Gaza, today Egyptian military officials tried to close off the border and stem the flood of people trying to get through. In response, Hamas militants used a bulldozer to try to open a new passage through the wall. Thousands of Palestinian onlookers cheered on the militants as they rammed the chain link and barbed wire fences at the crossing near Rafah in southern Gaza. At other checkpoints, Palestinians continued to pour into Egyptian territory, carrying canisters to fill with fuel sold in Rafah. Both Egypt and Israel restricted the movement of people and goods in and out of the Gaza Strip after Hamas won parliament elections there in 2006 and further tightened the closure after Hamas seized control of the area by force last June. Microsoft founder Bill Gates and his wife Melinda are hoping they can change the world by helping farmers. The Gates Foundation announced today that it's going to give $306 million to spur agricultural development in some of the poorest countries. The grants will give farmers there better seeds, healthier soil, and access to new markets for their crops. Bill Gates made the announcement during the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. He was one of the many big names at Davos, talking about big problems and how to solve them. Al Gore was there too, talking global warming. He shared the stage with Bono, who talked about the real costs of global poverty.
If you said that as a result of the Earth heating up, 10 million children were going to die next year, well, you'd read about little else in the newspapers. Well, they are. They're going to die next year from extreme poverty.
The U2 frontman went on to criticize the member countries of the G8 for not holding up their promise to pledge $50 billion a year to fight poverty. Over to American presidential politics. The official announcement is expected today. Democrat Dennis Kucinich is dropping out of the race. Here's NPR's Mara Liasson.
Kucinich said today in an interview with the Cleveland Plain Dealer that he was quitting the race. A formal announcement will come tomorrow. This was Kucinich's second White House bid. The Ohio congressman said he would continue to serve in the House of Representatives and will not endorse another Democrat in the primaries. Kucinich won no delegates, but he was one of the more colorful candidates on the debate stage, the only one, for instance, who had claimed to have seen what he thought might have been a UFO. While the other candidates did not endorse his ideas, like creating a Department of Peace, even the frontrunner, Hillary Clinton, ended up moving towards Kucinich's position on Iraq. Kucinich was the only Democratic member of Congress running for president who voted against the war.
Kucinich spoke to the Cleveland Plain Dealer yesterday. The official announcement is expected today. That was NPR's Mara Liasson. Finally today, women in Mexico City are sick and tired of having to deal with wandering hands on public buses. Now they don't have to. This week, the capital city of Mexico rolled out brand new women-only buses. The ladies-only coaches will run during rush hour. Police will stand on the bus platforms to make sure no men try to sneak on board. That's the news. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Allison and Ture.
So will there be men's only buses as well, or will women have twice as much?
By default, men will be by themselves on the buses because none of the ladies want to ride with them, apparently. Apparently, the article went on to say that women were actually carrying weapons to protect themselves.
Yeesh, kabibble.
I mean, it's serious business.
Wow.
Anyway.